On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Dirt and Sprague.
Led the Colts to a field goal drive in the opening touch. And he's under pressure. Oh. Buried by David Ajabo back in the 26-yard line.
Oh, he is right there. He's coming off that edge. And he is going to come unblocked.
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brendan Sprague.
Now Martinez shifts out of the backfield. He goes wide to the left side. Empty backfield. Four-man rush. Throw. Ball is caught. Spinning out of the tackle. Touchdown! Seahawks! Torrey Horton from 10 yards out.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Row City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1, the Fan of the Fan Sports Network.
Let's go!
Look at you being all hyped. Well, being excited.
I don't get to do the two chair much anymore these days. And Back in my hot corner days, that was the sign on. That's what I would do. The classic white guy, let's go.
I love a good classic white guy, let's go. Tom Brady perfected
it. Where are we going? Where are we going?
LFG, as the kids say in the streets.
Yeah, that's right. I need to, our sales extraordinaire, Sam Tung, our fearless sales leader.
Yeah.
He throws out an LFG all the time.
Yes.
So I need to get him a Langdon Farms golf club hat that just says LFG on it.
Now, Joe Fisher in for dirt today, Swag, and I'm excited to have him. It'll be a fun show today, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, you were badgering and pestering me the other day about making this happen.
Well, I asked you 4 days ago, and you went, sounds great. No response. Hey, man, is this done? I don't know yet.
That is not how I recall it.
Sounds like I got the approval from one end, waiting on the other.
We have a process. We have a standard.
Just do it. Just show up and do it, and then see what they say.
I did that once.
They're gonna fire you.
I did that once, and it was not accepted well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's nice to have you in, Swag. What I'm a little concerned
here.
Of is, I love the classic white boy. Let's go.
Yeah.
Dude, let's go!
If you exert too much...
Who was the towel waver on the end of the Bulls bench early? The big center, was it Jack Haley?
Jack Haley sounds right.
Yeah.
We have similar qualities.
I worry about the burnout when about 8:45 happens.
Yeah, I'm still getting used to the fourth hour.
Really?
Yeah.
You've had pretty good energy since we've been doing it.
I've been trying. I've been focused, and I cleared out. I didn't plan a lot of extra stuff.
Yeah.
I have not played a round of golf. I'm hoping to figure out how to work that back in here.
It's been tough.
But yeah, that fourth hour, I'm still, that's throwing me for a loop. It's thrown off my whole eating schedule. Yeah.
It's making my day feel substantially shorter, even though it's only one extra hour.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed you guys have been kind of moseying around a little bit longer, too, after
that's,
the show.
That's kind of what I'm hinting at, is I've been hanging out longer in the office talking to people, and I'm out of here by...
So your 9:15 departure is now turned into like a 10:30, 10:45.
Yeah, sometimes 11, 11:15.
Yeah.
It's been like, well, oh, cool.
And now it's we noon. Got the hockey changeover on the fly.
Yep.
So I got to do some of the stuff on my laptop.
It's a turn and burn.
So I can get the podcast up as quickly as possible.
You know what's interesting? He said Dirt said the same thing, that the fourth hour. And I'm like, I don't feel like I've noticed you guys being
No, we're focused, tired. We're present, but as I can feel it as soon as it's over.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it hits you.
Yeah.
When are the smelling salts supposed to
Monday.
Show up?
Well,
they're supposed to arrive today on his empty porch, and we're hoping that they're there.
Yeah, and not a homeless lady.
On Monday.
Those are long gone, man.
He already talked about how he had a homeless lady steal a package from his front porch, and his house, square footage-wise, isn't massive where he moved.
Yeah.
So it's one of those, like, where the front door is and where his bedroom is maybe 7 steps.
Well, someone's about to have a real good time over in Milwaukee Sellwood area with some poppers.
No excuse to be down and out.
No, not this weekend.
That'll balance out the fent.
Yesterday I had to, so I'm flying out to San Jose today after the show.
Yeah, you're going to the big 49er preseason open.
It's the big one, man. It's the 49er Bronco game. They've been talking about it for years. They've lined this one up.
What is the big 49er training camp story? Like, for the Seahawks, I think it was Jalen Milroe in the second half last night. Plus, it was the rookie receiver got his touchdown like Brady told us about. Watch out
for
that kid. Yes.
Yeah, he
was the highlight in the open, and that's, I was like, Brady told us about that guy. Watch
100%. That's right.
Is Brock Purdy going to prove himself this year?
No, he got the contract. The big storyline is
Purdy's going to be in bubble wrap on the sidelines with a clipboard.
Unfortunately, it's a combo package of the 49er camp, I think. I think it's these emerging young defensive players they've taken. Williams, their first pick, is already hurt. And then they've got some like third, fourth, fifth round guys that are stepping up, having great camps. But also it's injuries.
Yeah.
I looked at, like, since 2018, they've been in the top 10 of most injured teams, I think, like,
certainly the
every
last
year
years,
but
yeah.
one.
Well, it happens when you play 3 more games extra than everybody else every season, seemingly. I mean, for the last, like, 5 years, they've been going at least to the divisional round or conference championship.
Oh, for sure. That adds up. Yeah, that absolutely plays a
factor. You basically played an extra season over the last 5 years.
That's why I don't want an 18-game schedule, man. It's going to do this to everybody's team. Like, Joe, imagine if your Cowboys...
We're relevant?
All right, we're doing this already, huh?
Imagine your Cowboys get the Super Bowl. But in that NFC title game, they lose Micah Parsons and CeeDee Lamb.
And then I turn my Xbox off?
Yeah, I mean, there's really going to be a season with an 18-game schedule where we look at a team, we go, this is awesome. They made the Super Bowl, which is a great story. Too bad 2 of their best players are injured.
Exactly, because then you're at game 20 or 21 for that team.
Like, we kind of had a bad feeling that the Chiefs-Tampa Bay Bucks game was going to go that way because their line was banged to hell.
Here comes fourth string strong safety Brandon Sprague.
Yeah, no, thank you. I want nothing to do with that game. So... The camp takeaway is that the 49ers are injured, and also they've got some young emerging studs. We'll see what happens there. But I'm flying down today, right? So I'm all ready to go, except I don't have this new idea they like to call a real ID.
You don't have
you
that?
You didn't get one?
So I scheduled an appointment. This was a couple weeks ago because I'd found out you need one to fly.
I
keep hearing about it, but I tune it out because I'm tired of hearing about it. So I schedule an appointment.
We'll deal with it when I get there.
We only run PSAs ad nauseum overnight on the station.
I go to the Gladstone DMV because I'm like, small
just this
DMV.
Once, can you let me through?
Yeah, I was like, you know, maybe this won't be that bad, right? Reservation, scheduled appointment.
Exactly. You get your number.
Boy, then you walk in there.
And then you go to the guy that checks that you got all your stuff. Do they have one of those?
No, there was the lady at the counter that you actually go to will run down that you have all your stuff. But I checked the list on the website, so I made sure I had all the stuff.
You got all your stuff.
And so I go there, I got my appointment. Go through the thing, do the paperwork, change the address, you know, dot the I's, cross the T's. They go, go sit by the photography area.
Right,
you
got to
take
wait
a new
for your
photo.
Picture.
Yeah, I got to get my new photo. Yeah. Like, you guys took my photo once. It was a long time ago. Why don't you just use that photo? Well, we need a new photo, sir.
62165.
Okay. 61, I kept everything the last time I got an ID. 61165. She goes, you want me to leave that? I'm like, I'm a little bigger than that now.
Close
but
enough. Oh, take that. Yeah.
She goes, nobody weighs you when you get pulled over. It was a nice little joke she had.
Can you throw my BMI on there by chance?
Yeah, the BMI.
Body so, fat percentage, please.
I go to take a photo, and you're going to get a kick out of this. Go take a photo. Lady calls my name, hand her my paperwork, and she has the glasses at the end of the nose.
Oh, that's classic DMV.
55-year-old
right
white woman, glasses at the end of the nose, right? Kind of looking down.
Yeah. All right, sweet thing. Let's take a look here.
She looks at me. I'm not exaggerating in any way. She pulls the glasses off and she like sets them on the desk, the counter, and she goes, "Have you been in here before?" And I go, I mean, during COVID, I popped in because I had to get a temporary ID. You weren't here like a couple weeks ago? I go, no. She goes, "You look just like John Travolta." And I went, "What?" She goes, "I could have swore you were in here a couple weeks ago and I told you, you look just like John Travolta." And I went, "Wait. Which John Travolta are we
Saturday
talking
Night
about?
Saturday Night Live? Saturday Night Fever?
Saturday Night Fever? Or are we going
Face Off
Broken Arrow? Or are we going like current bald John Travolta? Where are we going with this?
Is there a John Travolta of Happy Valley by chance that I don't
Santa
know?
Santa Claus John Travolta? What are you thinking here?" Wow. And she just stared at me. I'm not kidding. For what felt like an eternity, what was probably like 4 seconds. And she just goes, "Okay. I got to take your photo." And then she put her glasses back on. And I took the photo. I grabbed my stuff. I said, "Have a good day." And she goes, oh, you too, Mr. Travolta. And I walked out.
I thought when you said that she needed to take a picture, like she was going to pull out her phone and be like, "Just stand right there.
Just
I
like
need
her
to get
own
a
image."
Yeah, and you're just
taking
standing
selfies.
There just, what do I do here with my hands?
I didn't know how to respond. I'm like, I think this is kind of a compliment, but also I don't know if it is a compliment anymore.
Well, watch out for those DMV cougars right
there.
Oh,
man. Yeah, she might have been meowing a little bit.
Well, now I feel like we are about 2.5 months away from Halloween. I feel like I need to see a Pulp Fiction version of Brandon Sprague.
My daughter doesn't know who John Travolta is, but I share this story in my daughter and my wife's group chat.
Where is this lady seen? I'm sorry, I'm looking at pictures.
I agree. I know. Dude, trust me. I've heard a lot. John Travolta has never been one of them. My daughter sends me a photo, and it is the Pulp Fiction John Travolta. She goes, "This guy? Ew."
Yeah, if you were going to show your daughters who don't know who John Travolta is one John Travolta movie,
yeah,
what are you going out of the out of the arsenal?
I'm personally a big fan of Look Who's Talking.
Okay.
Underrated movie with him and Kirstie Alley.
Yes.
But probably Grease.
Where
because,
the baby's talking?
But it's Bruce Willis's voice
is the
baby.
Okay.
It's a weird concept of a movie.
It was. There were some funny lines.
Yeah, but it starts out a little horny.
A
Kirstie Alley gets
90s
pregnant.
Rom-com.
Yep. I liked it. I thought it was good. But Grease. I'd probably go Grease.
Oh, okay.
Musical, kind of corny. I don't know. What movie should I go with
Saturday
children?
Night Fever.
Really?
Yeah. That's what really made him.
No, I know it made him.
What about Battlefield Earth?
No, not at all. Not even a little bit.
You go Michael?
His worst movie ever.
Michael. What about Phenomenon? When the
you looks could at do Phenomenon too.
The
yeah.
star and it randomly like gives him these weird powers or something.
Yep.
That was a bizarre movie. I remember liking that one. That one could be underrated.
Broken Arrow's not bad if you want an action movie.
You know, Howie Long's in it.
Oh, yeah.
Gets kicked off a train.
Christian Slater.
Yeah, now, before all the surgery.
I really feel like, yeah, we need a John Travolta costume.
I look nothing like him.
I know, which would make the Pulp Fiction one even better.
I tried to find
especially
one
with
photo.
That hair.
I found one photo, and I'm like, maybe? And I sent it to my daughter, and she goes, "Not at all." And I went, "I don't know what to tell you, man. The DMV experience was a lot easier for me this time because of the appointment."
Yeah.
It was right there. Just, it rocked my world.
Maybe that lady needed to put those glasses on a little bit more, like yeah, up maybe the bridge of her nose. Maybe that's why. Like, she had them on the bridge, on the very tip of her nose, and she took them off. Is that John Travolta?
Is Travolta looked at as a compliment?
I think in her mind, yes. Yeah.
It felt like it was a compliment coming from her tone.
Yeah, and especially with you walking away, she's like, "Oh, you too, Mr. Travolta." She probably had some doomy eyes on that too.
Yeah, it was a bizarre move. I never experienced anything like that at a DMV.
"Sandy, I'm going to need to take a fab."
Well, I'm terrified of flying, and I have to fly today, and I just thought, you know, if that's my last great compliment of my life, could be worse.
Yep.
Could have had a lot worse.
Definitely could be. Yeah, I think, you know, Travolta, he's at his moments.
You have more of a Travolta vibe than I do because you always put the gel in your hair. Your hair is always perfectly done.
It's not gel.
Oh, that's right. It's probably like cream mold.
Construction paste is what they
call it. Construction paste,
Mitch.
Yeah.
It's Mitch, okay?
I can't use that stuff. It always just gets flaky in my hair. I don't rub it enough. I don't style it enough. I just get impatient with it. I can't do it.
It's not LA looks or anything like that.
It's okay if it is. You don't have to hate against the hair gel.
My dad still uses LA Looks.
Last time I did my hair, like kind of like you're doing with the part and everything, yeah. I used gel. Gel's just easier for me. I grew up with it.
Yeah, I don't think I've used gel since like 1999.
I don't like the construction mold, clay stuff that you got to put in your hair.
The pomade or whatever.
Yeah, not a fan of it.
Yeah.
Can't get off my hands. Now I'm stuck scrubbing. It's like getting grease on your hands after you cook.
And trust me, I wish I could just be like dirt and just, you know, be balding and not have to deal with it at all.
Oh, you know? You do wish that, huh?
You don't want this life.
Really?
Okay? You don't want this great head of hair.
It's a hot take.
It's tough.
Swag disagrees with you already. You
give it 10, 12, 15 years there.
So I tell Sook as well. I was like, you don't want my life, okay?
Sook's got a good look, though.
He does.
The guys who can get good beards with the bald head is a good look. If you can get a good beard, the bald look is good.
One of my best friends, he shaved his head. Like, he committed to the bald look like 3 or 4 years ago. And still, when I see him to this day, it is like, well. What is like
really?
Yeah, it catches me off guard. But he can't grow any facial hair, so I think that's what makes it worse.
He's your friend?
Yeah, really good friend. Yeah,
you should stop doing that to him. It's probably already hard enough for when he looks in the mirror.
I don't say anything to him.
Well, you just did on the radio.
Well, he doesn't listen. Oh, I know he doesn't listen.
Good. That's good to know. All right, well, let's get it going. Boogie Nights, Saturday Night Fever. Let's get it going. Got a lot to get to today.
What's in the briefcase?
We have three guests.
Three.
Three. Great Scott.
My God.
We got a Jags guest, a Viking guest, because I think they're very interesting teams for their preseason debuts, and then an old friend of the station's going to be on at 9:15 today.
I'm excited.
An old friend that he left and it was never talked about.
Boy, you really didn't want me to talk today. You got three guests?
What do you mean? I had that planned the whole day.
We got four hours there.
Yeah. That's true. You got another hour to fill.
I tell you what, hold all the takes for the next segment. We're going to dive in. What a hell of a start to preseason. We'll start there. Dirt and Sprague with Joe Fisher filling in for Dirt today. Let's get it going next on 105.1 The Fan.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, a hell of a start to the old preseason week one there, huh, yesterday, huh, Joe?
Dude, it's great seeing football on the TV. Gets my juices flowing. Go from 6 to noon real quick.
Yeah, and then you watch it and you go, this is utterly preseason football.
Yeah, it's... Hey, the over's hitting, though. We're getting points.
Overs are hitting. People are scoring points. I just, you know, I have a combination of feel bad, and I think I'm ready to do it. Calling it. It's August 8th. I would say yesterday, August 7th, roughly 4:45 p.m. our time.
In 2025, the year of our Lord.
Anthony Richardson ain't it. It's not happening. I feel really bad for him. I know he's injured. It sucks. Every video I saw on the internet yesterday was former offensive lineman going, he should have recognized this fairly easily. He wasn't even looking the right way.
That was one of my favorite parts of yesterday, is the amount of people that had opinions on one play of preseason in the first game of the first quarter of the first game of
Joe. That was a big game for him.
I know it was. Like,
he was fine up until that point. You can't take that sack, and you can't just not, like. I saw one guy that played in the NFL, and I'm blanking on his name, but he's like, they teach you this in college when it's empty and it's this and it's that. Like, and then he freeze frames, and the running back's in the flat, and there's a receiver that had just run like a little five out, and he goes,
sit route, yeah.
This should have been the easiest play for
him
to read.
And he's looking at the complete opposite side field.
I felt terrible for him.
Yeah, I loved, because, yeah, Jeff Schwartz, like, tweeted out, like, one in a minute and a half, like, breakdown of that play, and... has seen some of, like, probably the guys like me that were sitting at home watching the game and just being like, I don't care. The running back's got to chip that guy coming from the blitz right there. I don't care if it's his job or not.
That was your takeaway?
No, that was someone tweeting at Jeff Schwartz. Like, listen, I know you played in the NFL, but I don't know. I don't know what the running back's job is there, but he's got to get a hand on
I
that
I know
guy.
You know what you're talking about, but listen to what I'm saying.
But yeah, just the amount of, like, there was a good back and forth between Schwartz and some other guy and some other people, and, like, I don't know what the right tackle's doing there. It's like, I think he knows what he's doing. I don't know if Anthony Richardson knows what he's doing there.
When's the last time a player has been injured in the NFL and everybody's reaction is, hey, idiot, you shouldn't have gotten injured.
Yeah.
That seemed to be kind of the takeaway, unfortunately, for Anthony Richardson yesterday. Did you see his finger?
He said I didn't see the finger. I saw that he got injured
I
on
saw
that
the
play,
still
but
frame
I did not see
on,
the finger.
And it was,
that thing was pointed
it
weird.
It was a 90-degree
It looked like a McNamara
left turn.
Special. Here's Stephen Holder of ESPN on the Colts timeline with Richardson.
Publicly, the Colts have said time and again, in fact, very recently even, that they don't want to be impatient here, that they think there's too much potential there to just move on without fully exploring it. But he's got to be on the field. And that, I think, has been as much a problem as any of the lack of production that we can talk about. Injuries, from my vantage point, have been the bigger issue because it's availability. You can't get into any kind of rhythm. You can't get into any kind of sustained positive play and momentum when you're in and out of the lineup, as he has been for 2 years.
He's out of a get-in. He's not going to probably play in their next game.
Unless
he tapes it together.
I'm seeing the finger right here. Yeah, throw a couple popsicle sticks on that thing and some athletic tape.
They said he was trying to hold the ball on the sideline. I'm like, damn, with that finger? Like, that's got to be brutal to try to do.
Yeah, I hear you, man. His leash has to be one of the shortest in the league as far as starting quarterbacks coming into the season. Like, you haven't been healthy. You've been inconsistent. You literally took yourself out of a game last year because you were too tired.
Only player in the NFL to have sub 60% completion percentage.
Listen, I appreciate the honesty, Anthony. Like, I was just too tired, man. I needed a break.
That was my defense, actually. And then I saw the reaction as our show one day, and I'm like, God, maybe I have a really
wrong take. I
think
that's one of those that you just lie about.
Yeah. Just be Donna McNabb. Throw up in the huddle and move on with your life.
Yeah.
Swag had the right takeaway, I think, from watching that garbage-ass Colts game. Though Keaton Mitchell was fun. And that 6th-round pick from the Ravens that got hurt.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah.
No. No pulse back, baby. Absolute debilitating injury.
That was
broken
horrific.
Leg. The side going the wrong way.
But no, I was watching that, and then I saw Daniel Jones come in.
He was terrible.
And he was terrible.
Yes.
So he missed
a pass in the end zone by 20 yards.
Sprague, I go, is it an overreaction to want to hammer the Colts under win total right now?
And what did you say it was? 6.5?
I went and looked. You can do multiple ones at DraftKings.
Sure, alternate
but
ones.
But under 6.5 was paying +150.
Yeah.
Bro, if Daniel Jones and maybe an on-again, off-again
like
Anthony
Riley
Richardson
Leonard looked like
it?
The only like functioning NFL quarterback, and he was still airmailing stuff.
Riley Leonard might get some starts
but
this
year. Riley Leonard looked like he could drop back, read a defense, and find a receiver.
Saw
now,
a
if
couple
he can
throws.
Get the ball to him, I don't know, but...
I love the preseason.
I'm on Vegas Insider right now, yeah. And they have the different books for over or under win totals.
Yeah.
I don't know if this isn't updated, because they say DraftKings has the Colts at 9.5, and if that's the case, I am going in there right
that's
effing now.
That's the division and the coach respect, even though many people question the coach part of that.
I was going to say, this could be his last year if things go off the rails,
oh,
honestly.
I mean,
let me go find it here.
It should honestly be the last year for probably everybody. And look, Steichen might prove to be a good coach at some point. He might get another gig and... Hey, Shane Steichen was actually good. The Colts were just run terribly. I think their biggest problem there is their general manager, Ballard. Seems like a good dude, but, dude, that roster kind of blows. Who are you excited about? Tyler Warren? That's kind of it?
Yeah. I mean, yes.
Pittman?
I mean, Tyler Warren is going to be an absolute problem. Problem for him is that he needs someone to throw him the ball. So,
I don't know.
Tight end's the security blanket.
Yeah,
I mean, with Daniel Jones playing quarterback, he might have like 100 receptions this year.
Under 6.5 is paying plus 150. Under 5.5 pays plus 260 right now at DraftKings.
What was the number one? The Titans were the number one pick last year, right? So, what was their? Were they 3 wins or 4 wins?
I think it was 3.
Yeah, it's hard to want to bet
17
the under 5.
Games, but. I 6-11.
6-11 seems doable for sure.
I might have to.
Lowest I would go, and you're still getting plus money value.
You're
for
getting
that.
Plus 150. I feel like unless the only thing that throws you off is if they actually make a deal, then at some point.
I just feel bad for him. He was a lot of fun to watch at Florida that one year, but
well, and like remember the first game of last season, he just had that bomb, like first quarter of week one. To what's his nuts? I'm forgetting the receiver's name, but it's like right away at the start of the season.
He had one against the Jets, and it was, or not the Jets. Who was it? Texans.
It might have been week one.
Like a 70-yard just,
yes.
Oh my God, that might be the greatest one I've ever seen in my life.
It was like right away. It was like, dude, I think this might be Anthony Richardson's year. And then like immediately after that, it was like, okay, maybe it's
not. He missed a 6-yard out.
Week one? I think
week one, they lost 29-27 to the Texans.
I think I bet them, and I think they covered that game. But he had throws where I'm like, geez, dude, how can you not throw that? But you can throw that
60-yard pass to Alec Pierce.
Pierce, yeah, thank you. I remember that vividly.
Yeah, I think it's just, it is, like I said, this is it for him. If he doesn't prove it this year, doesn't stay on the field, I mean, back-to-back years that he has had injuries that has taken him out of games. And then when you're in there, it's just, you have flashes of holy crap. Look at his arm and look at the athleticism. And then holy crap. What did you see? What are you doing?
You
got
to be able
play?
To read the things. It doesn't matter what you're, you know, you can have a cannon and be able to run a little bit. You got to be able to do the other stuff. And unfortunately for him, he got hurt again. And so we'll see what happens. Daniel Jones had to step in and, hey, the Ravens are a wagon, man. Don't bet against them in preseason.
No, I guess not.
Yeah, that was their third. That's their third string running back.
Yeah, Mitchell.
He tore him up.
He had 60 yards in like 3 carries.
I don't know how many starters or reserves were in the offensive line, but they.
Well, and then they had the kid from Colorado returning punts for him. He had a good.
He had a touchdown.
Game.
Yeah, the 83-yard punt return.
Yeah,
Tutty.
Yeah.
Let's get to the Seahawk game. It was on here on the Fan last night. Watch me and Swag both stayed up for the whole thing. That thing ended at almost 10 o'clock at night.
10:20, I think.
Is that how late it was?
Yeah.
God, no wonder I'm tired.
I was sitting there going, I was trying to justify, I'm making sure that the automation for Seahawks is working properly for the first run of the season.
Well, there's a takeaway from that game, despite it being preseason, that I thought was fairly obvious. Involving one of the storylines of the game. I'll tell you what that is. We'll talk a little more preseason football next. Some awful news yesterday for one team. I feel like I jinxed them by doing a segment on the division yesterday.
Yeah, I.
We'll check in on Swag. He's a fan of this team.
Oh, boy. I'm
very familiar with this fandom feeling, though.
Yeah,
it's,
for sure.
It's much.
All 3 years of it? 2 years
yeah.
of it?
Yeah. Well, compared to other teams that I've rooted for,
I was
going to
say it's basically just the AFC version of your former team. So
no, it's different.
I would say more cursed.
It's very
say
different.
What you want about the Cowboys. They at least got some hardware in that trophy case.
That's true.
That's a lot more similar to being a Trailblazer.
Maybe
fan
that's a
than,
poll question.
A Cowboy fan.
That's a good one.
Last 30 teams, which team is more cursed?
Between them,
yeah.
The Chargers or Cowboys?
Yeah, last 30 years.
You think your team's cursed? I think your team's just poorly run.
Oh, we have the Jimmy Johnson curse.
Yeah, well, I call it the Jerry Jones curse. Whatever you want to call it, though, no. You know what I mean?
He's some sort of witch doctor up there.
Voodoo.
Voodoo. We'll get to the unfortunate news yesterday. So the Seahawks played last night. You heard it here on The Fan, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
Sounded glorious.
Caca.
Sounded great. And I watched on the TV. So I
did
Kate,
have the TV
Kate
on.
Kate Scott, Michael Robinson, and a little Michael Bennett.
Michael Bennett.
Which, yeah, wasn't a fan of the Michael Bennett part. But that's okay. They played the Raiders. Pete Carroll return game. Now, no Sam Darnold in this one. Geno played one series and for some reason stayed in uniform with a helmet on like he was coming back in. But
hey, that's a leader right there, right?
Yeah, but it's just odd. Like, he never came back in. He acted like he was going to. Aiden O'Connell played 88% of that game yeah. last night, and then some kid from the FCS, Cam Miller, came in at the end. Anyways, so I'm watching this game. I'm basically waiting for Jalen Milroe. I wanted to see Torrey Horton. He scored a touchdown. Who is the running back that had the nice touchdown?
Oh, the other Boise State running back.
He's fighting he's with Damian Martinez for
spot.
Running back
yeah.
three. Yeah, so
he has a leg up. Now, he got to play with, I think, some guys that'll be in the rotation.
Sure.
Damian came in later, so he was with training camp dudes.
I stayed up for this whole game, Joe. And the reason I didn't, I wonder, Swag, if you stayed up for this reason, too.
I can't believe I was the responsible one of this show going to bed early.
When you do the show, you become irresponsible all the time. I stayed up for the whole game. I didn't care about the outcome. I thought it was hilarious. Preseason got rid of the overtime so we could have a tie game.
Exactly.
But the Raiders kicker was money all night, and then he's got a 55-yarder. He'd already made a 56-yarder, so I'm like, okay, this guy can win the game. Pete Carroll return game, here we go. It gets blocked. Game ends in a tie. I hung around for that whole preseason game and watched because I thought you could feel McDonald and Carroll both really wanting to win that game. McDonald of like, hey, old Bull, the new Bull's here on the block. Yeah. And Pete Carroll like, this used to be my building.
Carroll didn't even look like he took a shower from the time he first got to Seattle. Didn't he look like he just went off the plane and straight to the stadium?
Started sprinting on the football field.
Working that gum.
That's old man vibes right there.
Oh,
probably haven't showered in 3 days. The jacuzzi bath tub
trip.
Is not ready.
Dude, he's like 73, 70. He looks great.
Oh, I hope to look that good when I'm 73.
Yeah.
Don't you say it.
I won't say anything. You said it for me. I won't say a thing.
You just lobbed that one up there.
But did you watch it for that? I hung around
because part of it.
I thought the coaches really wanted to win to beat each other.
I mean, those two coaches granted, a lot of coaches probably had that vibe. Like, dude, I want to effing win this game. Those are two of them that
this
it's
one was
just
different.
Like, yeah. Yeah, I could see it.
This guy replaced
that.
There
was a quiet intensity of... Yeah, I want new.
Yeah.
It's preseason. It doesn't matter. But
it doesn't. I thought Milroe.
I don't want to lose to that guy over there.
I thought Milroe had some flashes.
He didn't look too bad. I didn't
he
watch the game.
Like
but
a
I,
rookie quarterback. Wait, what?
I didn't watch the game.
He didn't look too bad, but I didn't watch the game.
But I was trying to finish my statement. I went back and saw a compilation of some of his throws and runs. And I mean, it was a hell of a lot better than what I saw out of the Colts. So.
I would argue it was better than Drew Locke, who threw a stupid interception.
Well, I don't need to
line.
See any more of Drew Locke. that's a highlight reel I don't need to go back and watch. I mean,
but the one play where, I mean, they made it real easy. He was doing a lot of rollouts where he was only had 1-2 reads.
He's playing against third and fourth string guys.
He's playing against
too.
Third and fourth string. The one thing where you're like, okay, the next piece is because they went for it on fourth down on the drive where they could have clinched the game.
Yeah.
They rolled him out. And he decided to go down the field, and that throw was a concern, and that was the concerning throws that he had at Alabama.
Genty started this game as well. He had 3 carries, minus 1 yard.
Yeah, he only got 1 series, I think, maybe 2.
It's preseason, guys. I'm not going to go crazy here. If he busts, that's going to be tough, because that was a high pick.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean... I don't think that he is going to be a bust. I did notice that he's not just standing straight up in the backfield
anymore. They don't want him anymore. Kelly told him he can't do that.
Well, yeah. I mean, how are you supposed to gain like any momentum just going from a standing straight up position to set hike. Oh, I guess I got to run now.
Like, I like the serial killer vibes personally, just standing in the backfield like I'm going to murder you.
I think the Seahawks defenders that played and started the game, they were keyed up on, they were not worried about the quarterback. They were like, we're not letting this rookie torch us.
I don't know how it's going to go for Milroe the rest of the preseason, but based on what I've know and seen from Drew Lock, like if you told me week 11, 13, Milroe's QB2, wouldn't be
That wouldn't surprise me at all either.
No.
Yeah. I mean, Drew Lock
is Drew Lock.
Straight vibes on the sideline, but once he's in the huddle, I think we're good there. There's a reason why I didn't need to watch his highlights. I was curious about Jalen Milroe, so I watched that compilation. But
yeah, George Halani is the other
running
back.
Thank you.
Yeah. 7 carries, 61 yards.
He looked
touchdown.
Good. He runs tough.
I liked what he, and knowing the penchant for Seahawks starting running backs to get injured.
Yeah.
Depth there will be key.
Kenneth Walker was seen on the sideline in a hat and jersey cheering for him.
He was hyping.
Is this a preview of what's to come?
Yeah.
I didn't see any of the Bengals-Eagles game, like, live.
It was not live anywhere. I'm sure there'll be a replay. Like, probably when we get home today, that'll be replayed on the NFL Network before the live stuff tonight.
Yeah, I just saw a couple clips of Joe Burrow in that
game. The starters played at the beginning of the game, and they marched up and down the field. Yeah, and the minute they came out, the Bengals stunk. So
that was one of those where I'm like, why? Like, why do we have Joe Burrow out there right now?
I mean,
now?
Some of the
because
teams
they've only
the
got, in their first two games the last five seasons, they only have, like, one or two wins. And they always get out of the block slow because
I like that.
They have not played them at all. They have not gotten any game reps in the preseason.
It's also one less preseason game now, so you got to remember
and
this.
So
is
the decision was, hey, let's go out and at least get you guys some game reps, game speed, get some chemistry, get a little timing. Game three, they won't play at all. We'll see what they do in game two. But at least a quarter, two or three series, let's go up and down.
Agreed.
Yeah, I just think that with the Bengals, the problem isn't, you know.
No problems
getting getting Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase ready to go. It's that horrendous defense from last year. Not
Shamar Stewart came
points.
On the field late because he got there late because obviously the camp holdout thing. But by all reports, had a nice little disruptive appearance in that game. But I didn't see that one. There's not a lot of takeaways you get here. I'm okay with him playing and throwing a tutty to Jamar Chase. That makes me feel good if I'm a Bengal fan, just because of what Swag said. They come out the gate so slow.
Yeah. I mean, their first couple of games offensively last year were not great, and then they kind of caught on about like week four, week five.
Dude, they lost to New England.
Oh, yeah. Week one. I remember that. Yeah.
I lost Survivor Pool because of that game, and then I got to buy back in, took them again against Washington. Jaden Daniels emerged on Monday Night Football, and I'm like, damn.
Well, again, thanks to that Bengals defense giving up 40-something points that game.
Let's pivot, but stay in football. Devastating news yesterday for one team.
Woof.
Cursed, heartbreak city. Can they overcome it? We'll get to that coming up next on 105.1 The Fan.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, the off-air conversations are interesting right now. I'll tell you that much. I'd like to share it on air, but I don't care
if you do. I mean, I'm probably not the only one in this boat.
Really?
Oh, I'm sure.
You think Swag's in the boat? Swag's kids.
That's probably too old. Dude, at that point, I'm locking my door.
What's the age, Swag, that your son was still like pitter-pattering into your bedroom to sleep in your bed? When did that stop for you? Joe's dealing with a problem right now.
Oh, the problem is being rectified.
Is it?
Yes, 100%.
No, he was always pretty good.
At wanting to be in his own bed?
Yeah.
My youngest more challenging than my oldest in this regard, but the age of your son is the problem here.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I'm rectifying this.
So you think that the bed itself is the problem?
Yes. I think that is the big cause of it.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I don't remember a conversation about, wait, what's going on here? I don't know. 6 or 7, probably.
Yeah, that's what I would say. My oldest probably stopped was about 6.
Somewhere in there.
And then my youngest, once in a blue moon, she's 9. But yeah, don't have to worry about that as much anymore.
But yeah, I don't remember a lot of nightmares or anything like that. Like, getting him to bed was, and he didn't want to go to bed. That was the
Joe's
issue.
Kid's problem is the bed might be too small. But I'm like, I had that bed till I was 15.
Well, it's too small, and he just doesn't like his mattress. And I'm like, I don't care. I like my mattress, and I like having my space. Get the F out of my room.
Mm.
And so he'll go to bed in his bed, and then it will be like 4 o'clock in the morning. I'll wake up to take a piss or get some water, and then I'm like, what the hell? And there's an extra body in my bed. I'm like, bro, get out of my room.
Do you wake him up and kick him out?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Yeah, see, you gotta do it every time.
But now, like, he is 12 and he's 5'7". Like, he's
that's a big problem, man.
And yeah, that's where
that's an adult in your bed.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
Dirt's 5'7".
Dude, my girlfriend, it's like, if my girlfriend's in my bed, yeah, that's understandable. You're supposed to be in my bed.
Well, there's benefits to that.
Yes.
You're supposed to be, at least.
Or broken bed frames.
You got that going for you. Yeah, that's too big and old.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And then you need to lock your door.
Well, and he says, he's like, but I really, really like your mattress. I'm like, how about this? You can have my mattress. I'll get you a new box spring and a new frame. I was like, I'll get you a queen. You'll be set up. You'll have a bigger mattress.
You're going to go from a twin to a queen? He doesn't even have to go the full life?
Oh, no. No, he's making the jump. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You got a spoiled kid here, dude.
There
twin
should be
bed? That's
no
like
excuses
normal
for him now going forward.
What if there is? What if he's still?
There will not. No.
But what if it does?
It's not going to happen.
Then it's not a bed problem.
There is no. It's after this. Mm. If I end up ever waking up and he's in there, I'm like,
dude, 5'7" is crazy big.
Oh, dude, he's.
That's not just like a little child, like, Dad, I'm scared. It's
I know.
5'7". Dad, move over.
Dude, harder. I know. It's pissing me off.
How tall are you? You're 5'11"? 5'10"?
6 foot on the ID.
Are you 6 foot on the ID?
Oh, yeah, I'll take it.
Okay.
I went to the doctors once, like 3-4 years ago, and they're like, all right,
what are
6 foot? And I was like, all right, I'm 6 foot for the rest of my life. I won't hear anything else.
Okay. So,
sometimes they'll hit me with the 5'11¾" or 5'11½", and I'm like, nope, I'm 6 foot.
Okay, let's just give you 6 foot, okay?
Yes.
You're fighting hard for 6 foot.
That's what
you
I've
can
been,
have it, okay?
That's what I've been doing for the last 4 or 5 years.
I won't report you to anybody. You can be 6 foot.
Okay? I heard it once, and I will never go back.
6 foot, I mean, 5'7" isn't all that much shorter than you.
No, it's a whole 5 inches.
So it's like that just rolling over into your bed, there needs to be a locked door.
Oh, it's after
and there,
this.
And there's a knock, you need to be like, go away.
After this, and like school year, that does not happen. It's like during the school year, you're like, bro, no, you are going to bed at 9, 9:30, 10, whatever. You're in your own room. We're done here. Like, that is not happening.
But this was happening during last school year when he'd be at your house?
It happens every once in a while. Mm. And that's where, and again, I'm just brutal. Like, that's where I tell him. I'm like, why? Why? Why are you doing it? He's like, oh, I don't like my bed. It's too small.
It's always an easy answer. Oh, I don't like my bed. Your bed's comfy. Like, that's always a convenient answer for them.
See, someone on the YouTube chat says he shares a queen with his girlfriend. Again, me and my girlfriend started dating 2 years ago, so I've had this bed, like, I've had a queen to myself.
Oh, I'm not talking about sharing a queen or a full or a king, yeah. Whatever. I'm talking about a child that's 5'7". How old's your kid?
12.
12 years old? I don't care what size your bed is. No. It could be a California king. Yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Sleep on the couch.
Go anywhere else that's more comfortable.
No. I'm getting my mattress today. It is showing up later today. I'm going to get that baby rolled out, ready to go. And then he's already got his new little platform bed ready for the mattress, and we're going to swap it all out today, and I will have my bed to myself for the rest of the time.
Is he scared of the dark?
No. There's no problem. It's literally just the bed. He doesn't.
According to him.
No. This is it. Like, he does not have...
Swag, are you buying this excuse to the kid?
Not entirely.
I feel like you kind of know there's a little more to it.
There is not.
Because kids like to say, it's just the bed. It's like, or you're a little scared. That closet?
No, I don't. There's none of that. There's none of that. It's literally, he is all like, right. I'll see him when he's sleeping in his own room on his bed. And he's got like, he looks like Yao Ming in that thing sometimes.
Well,
he's
5'7" in a twin bed is not tiny.
Yeah, exactly. I can't imagine it's too comfortable for him. So.
I think you should keep living that twin life and understand that this is like what a lot of people have.
Oh, that was, dude, yeah. I think
what does he think the dorm is going to be like at college?
I think it was up until...
I think they're twin beds.
Yeah, that's true. I think it was up until sophomore year of high school, either sophomore or junior year of high school, I had a twin, and then I moved up to a full.
Yeah, same.
No, I get it. Kids, rat fur kids are spoiled these days.
When I got a full, I thought it was a king. Felt the same. So, look at me.
Also, I feel like I'm dealing with an anomaly and having a 5'7", 12-year-old in my household right now. Like, he is, like, 6 inches taller than every kid on his soccer team.
Sure, he's peaking a little early.
Yeah.
Physically, yeah, yes. That's fine.
Yeah, it's...
Well, you need to fix this problem.
It's fixed!
It's not fixed till it's, you know...
The mattress is getting here today. I am giving him my old mattress. He's got the queen.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens tomorrow. Tune in, Sports Saturday, 9 to 11. Yeah. I will be in producing. Yeah. We will see what happens with the new mattress.
Let's check in a year from now if it's fixed. If it's fixed, then great.
Do not have him tonight, so...
Okay.
Or tomorrow. And so I will be sleeping on my new mattress.
We'll check back in a couple months.
No need. I will give you updates in the office. I'll start a counter on your board.
Don't give me selfies with him next to you and you'll be like, February, still here. Don't do that, all right? We got a loaded second hour. We didn't get to Rashawn Slater. Very unfortunate news. Let's kick off the second hour with that. Dirt and Sprague, hour two on 105.1 in the Fan Sports Network.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.